So let's review. The Gemara Daf Samach Zayin discussed the remedy for Misha Achzu Kurdiyakis, as Rashi explains, Shem Sheida HaSheletes Kishashayse Yayin Harba Megitoi. A person who drinks a large quantity of fresh wine becomes delirious through the demon Kurdiyakis that controls him. The Gemara now elaborates on many medical conditions and their remedies. As the Marsha explains, initially refuahs were not to be publicized, out of concern that people will not daven to Hashem, but rely completely on the remedies. However, when the Chazal found it necessary to record Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law, so that it would not be forgotten because of the decline of the generations, they also included the refuahs so that they would not be forgotten. As this is all a bit lengthy, we will focus only on the various conditions discussed in this daf, which, as the Marsha says, portrays the greatness of Torah and Chazal, because she'in ha-talmud chaser mikol chachmas, ki l'chol chayli timtzeh by refuah shleima. The Gemara does not lack any type of knowledge and provides remedies for all medical conditions. The Gemara's discussion is arranged according to parts of the body from the head downward. The Gemara first discusses the refuahs for two forms of headache, l'dama d'reisha, as Rashi explains, chayli ke'ev ha-reish haba machmas dam, for a severe headache caused by high blood pressure, l'tzlichasa, as Rashi explains, ke'ev chatzei reish, for a migraine headache. The Gemara next discusses the refuahs for three afflictions in the eye, levruksi, for a cataract, leshviri delalia, as Rashi explains, sanveirim habois ala odem balayla, for blindness that overcomes a person at night, leshviri diyamama, for blindness that overcomes a person during the day. The Gemara then discusses the refuahs for five ailments in the nose and mouth. Ledama de'asi minechira, for a nosebleed, there are four remedies. Ledama de'asa mipuma, for bleeding that comes from the mouth, as the Gemara says, but kinan le begila dechitza. The chayla is first tested with a straw of wheat. Isaruch merei akasi ve'isle takanta. If the blood sticks to this straw, it indicates that the blood comes from the lungs, for which there is a remedy. Ve'iloi mikav dekasi ve'lesle takanta. If the blood does not stick to the straw, it indicates that blood came from the liver, for which there is no remedy because kiven de mipumi kaasi, emar ismuchi ismach. It's probable that the liver already disintegrated and its blood penetrated the lungs, and therefore it was emitted through the mouth. But in general, the lung is more severe than the liver, in that regarding the reya, a slaughtered animal is considered treifa, even when her reya shenikva ishachasra, the reya was found to have either a hole, or it was missing a piece. However, regarding the kavid, the animal is treifa only when nitala kavid vel nishtayr klum. The kavid is completely missing. However, im nishtayr, if part of the kavid remains, the animal is kosher. The Gemara continues with the ailments of the mouth. L'kacha, as Rashi explains, chayli hashinayim hapanimim, for an ache of the molars. L'chinchi, as Rashi explains, avavuos hagidele migrain, for an inflammation of the tonsils. L'varsim, as Rashi explains, chayli shabam in the reish derech hachaitim, for an inflammation in the head, from which causes mucus to be emitted through the nostrils, for which there are three remedies. The Gemara now discusses the refuahs for four heart conditions. Legira, for the ailment known as an arrow, because it causes a sharp piercing pain to the heart. Lefircha deliba, for a faint heart, in which the person has fainting spells. Leyukra deliba, for a heaviness of the heart. Letzarcha deliba, as Rashi explains, ka'ev halev, for heart pains. The Gemara now discusses the refuahs for eight conditions in the stomach and lower abdomen. Leke'ev moi, for intestinal pain. Lekirtza, as Rashi explains, toilom shebemayim, for intestinal worms. Lemeser, as Rashi explains, latzer es ashilshul, to stop diarrhea. Lemishra, as Rashi explains, l'shalshul adam tzar, to relieve constipation. Letachla, as Rashi explains, shetachol shaloi nefuach v'gadol machmas chayli, for a spleen that is bloated because of a sickness for which there are five refuahs. Lerushchasa, as Rashi explains, tachtonius, for hemorrhoids. Leshigreina, as Rashi explains, chayli harechayim hakalvaisis, for a disease of the haunches and the hips. Letzmirta, as Rashi explains, even hagedei lebegid v'itzeres hashesen, for a stone in the urinary tract that stops the flow of urine. The Gemara now discusses the refuahs for two types of fever. Letzimra vara, for an external fever. Letzimra gavna, for an internal fever. The Gemara also offers a remedy lechazozisa, for a certain skin irritation. This discussion continues in the next daf.